Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 1455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Among our top stories this evening,
the High Court acquitted 21 of the 28 MDCT activists accused of killing Police Inspector Petros Muteza in Glenview some 2 years ago.
I'm relieved that it's finally over. I'm glad it's finally over. But in all the joy, we miss Rebecca, and she should have been with us today.
Police severely assault protesting Women of Zimbabwe Arise activists in Harare today, detaining and later releasing some of them.
As my daughter was trying to get in the vehicle, they kept on trying to beat her and she was slipping. I'm so shocked at what I thought they have not seen. It. They just grabbed her, four men grabbed her and picked her up and threw her in the police vehicle. I was so shocked at the brutality.
And the investigation into the alleged multi-million dollar corruption scandal at the Zimbabwe Mining Development Corporation appears to be widening. The High Court today acquitted 21 of the 29 activists of the Movement for Democratic Change Formation, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, accused of killing Police Inspector Petros Muteza some 2 years ago in Glenview high-density suburb. The court, however, said the remaining seven have a case to answer. One died last month. Ivan Chifera has details.
Acquitting the 21, who included MDCT National Youth Chairman and Dzivaresekwa lawmaker Solomon Madzore, Justice Chinembiri Bunu said police had either produced, discredited, or failed to provide evidence linking them to Muteza's murder. He said Madzore had suffered the misfortune of being arrested and incarcerated for nothing. The seven that will go to trial are Tungamirai Madzokere, Maenga Hama brothers Last and Lazarus, Yvonne Musarurwa, Phineas Natarikwa, Edwin Muingira, and Paul Ganero Parukanda. There were tears of pain and joy outside the courtroom as relatives hugged their loved ones and celebrated their release. One of the 29, Rebecca Mafukeni, died last month in remand prison. And for Cynthia Manjoro, one of those acquitted, it would have been good having Rebecca around today, she told Studio 7.
I'm relieved that it's finally over. I'm glad it's finally over. But in all the joy, we miss Rebecca. And she should have been with us today to share in the joy. I think that's the most difficult part of it, just knowing Kutitaga Shota.
Madzore said he cannot celebrate their acquittal as seven of their colleagues still face murder charges.
This should have been a moment where we were supposed to celebrate. Celebrate our acquittal, celebrate a scenario where we were found not guilty, most of us. But it's unfortunate that seven of us remain and they were put in their defense. And in that regard, we continue to be with them. We will continue to give them solidarity. But like I said, initially, it's not time to celebrate at all.
55-year-old Kerry Nagweshe said she is happy to be free, adding she was being persecuted for being an MDCT member.
Happy because I did nothing. As a grandmother, I'm very, very happy today. I think this today I'm going to sleep in a hotel to rest.
MDCT National Organizing Secretary Nelson Chamisa, who was in court during the judgment, said though they are excited that the 21 have been freed, they would have wanted to have all of them set free as they have not committed any crime. He said they were simply being persecuted for their political beliefs.
Clearly, the majority of them have not been found to be anyway or in any manner associated with this matter. So we hope that they will be released, and we hope that this matter is going to be sorted out. Because already, if you look at more than 2 years of incarceration, they've already been forced to almost account or made to account for things that they did not commit. And for us, we have always said that it's more of political issues than issues of criminal conduct.
Muteza was stoned to death on 29 May 2011 in Glenview, leading to the mass arrest of MDCT activists in the area. After screening, the police detained the 29 in remand prison for more than a year. They were also bailed last year, but four of them have been languishing in remand prison since their arrest. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.